Welcome to another edition of Reverberation right here on HMS Net Radio and RippleRadio.org. It's a program that examines the musical, cultural, and historical aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, singer-songwriters, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board.
Cause it's old Luke, and Luke is waiting on said, do me a favor, son, I want to stay and keep her at a LA company.
Off of my mind. yes it is. Gonna throw your picture away. You didn't love me any old way. You found somebody new, and our romance is through. Let me tell you, some folks' love is hard and strong. That's the kind of love that lingers on. Some folks' love is swift and fast. That's the kind of love that'll never last. But we had a love that was in between, and to me it was like a dream. We had to stay together till June. Not a problem, wound up a groom. That's why
I gotta get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time.
You found somebody new, and our romance is through. Listen to me. Someday this old heart of mine,
hey, hey,
is gonna find a love that'll make me shine. Shine like diamonds and gleam like gold. And I'll find someone that'll rock my soul.
I gotta get you off of my mind. I know it's just a matter of time.
You found somebody new, and our romance is through. Listen to me.
Well, greetings, friends and neighbors, and welcome to another edition of Reverberation right here on HMSNet Radio, on RippleRadio.org, and streaming on the World Wide Web. It's a program that explores the musical, cultural, and historical aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, singer-songwriters, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board. On today's program, we will once again take a Texas-centric look at R&B, roots rock, soul, and blues favorites. And so with that in mind, we started our first set with John Lee Hooker and his iconic and romantic blues classic, Boom Boom Boom, released in 1961 on Chicago's VJ Records. VJ would also be the first label to release an album by the Beatles in the U.S. back in 1963. The Wait by the Canadian-American roots rock ensemble known as The Band followed John Lee Hooker. This track featured the vocals of Mavis Staples and Pop Staples from the soundtrack of the concert documentary The Last Waltz, directed by Martin Scorsese and released in 1978. The gospel soul of the Chambers Brothers followed The Band with Mavis and Pop Staples. We heard an early recording of All Strung Out Over You, released back in 1966. And we closed with the late Solomon Burke and the track Got to Get You Off My Mind, released in 1965 and produced by Atlantic Records' Jerry Wexler. The composition was written by Burke and his then-wife, Dolores, the mother of his 11 children. Solomon Burke, who weighed in at 300 pounds at the end of his life, died of a pulmonary embolism at Amsterdam Schiphol Airport in 2010. You're listening to Reverberation here on HMSNet Radio, on RippleRadio.org, and streaming on the World Wide Web. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board.
always, now, baby. You know my love will never stop, now, baby. Just put your loving in my box, now, baby. Wrap it up, I'll take it. Wrap it up, I'll take it. Well, no more will I shop around, now, baby. I know I got the best thing in town, now, baby.
Get me a mojo hand. I'm going to Louisiana. I'm going to get me a mojo hand. You know, I want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. That'd be a good one, wouldn't it? Down thinking, I was thinking about a mojo hand. I lay down thinking, I was thinking about a mojo hand. I want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Yeah, and I'm going again. Joking. Can a woman act funny? When she got another man. Can a woman act funny? When she got another man. You know she won't look straight at you, then she'll always read and sing. going in the morning. If I don't be gone be long. I'm going in the morning. If I don't be gone be long. You know I'm gonna get my mojo hang. I'm gonna bring it back home. I'm gonna bring it back home. I don't be lying when I tell you I'm gonna do something. You can just stand up on a stack of Bibles. Old Light ain't gonna try to do that. Yeah, you know.
But it seems so natural, darling. you when I'm here. Just talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee. Feel my whole life around. And well, I could beat my whole life would be, yeah, if you would take things under consideration and walk down this aisle with me. I would love it, yeah. Well, I say it's so early in the morning. Ooh, it's a 2:45. We're sitting here talking over cigarettes and drinking coffee, that long. And I'd like to show you where I've known nothing but good old joy. Since I met you, darling, honey, since I've met you, baby, yeah, I would love to have another drink of coffee now. And please, darling, help me smoke just one more cigarette now. Don't want no cream and sugar, cause I got you now, dog. But just let me enjoy, help me to enjoy this good time that we'll have, man. It's so early in the morning, so early in the morning. And I got you, and you got me.
Well, welcome back to Reverberation here on HMSNet Radio and RippleRadio.org. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We began that last set with those fabulous Thunderbirds from Austin, Texas, and their rendition of the song Wrap It Up, released in 1985. The composition, penned by Isaac Hayes and David Porter, was originally recorded by the Memphis, Tennessee soul duo known as Sam and Dave in the 1960s. Samuel Lightnin' Hopkins from Houston's Third Ward neighborhood followed the Thunderbirds with the track Mojo Hand, one of the staples of Hopkins' live music performance repertoire. This particular version is from the album Live in Munich, Germany, and released in 1977. Hopkins would pass away 5 years later in 1982. The Reverend Al Green of Memphis, Tennessee, followed Lightnin' Hopkins with the track Tired of Being Alone, a composition penned by Green and released by High Records back in 1971. And we closed with the late Otis Redding and a rather contemplative track, Cigarettes and Coffee, penned by Jerry Butler and released by Volt Records in 1966. You're listening to a Rhythm and Roots edition of Reverberation here on HMSNet Radio, on RippleRadio.org, and streaming on the World Wide Web. I'm your host, Coop Cooper, and it's great to have you on board. Remember, you are always welcome to visit me online on Twitter and on Instagram to say hello at Coop Cooper, if you have the inclination. That's KOOPKUPER.
Do you like good music? Song and it's screaming.
You're such a knight. Sweet confusion under the moonlight. Such a knight. Such a knight. My chance. You came in with my best friend Jim, and here I am trying to steal you away from him. Oh, but if I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. And it's such a night. Such a night, sweet confusion under the moonlight. It's such a night, such a night, to steal away the time is right. Yeah, I couldn't believe my ears. Walking down the street. Oh yeah, you came here with my best friend Jim. Here I am stealing you away from him. Oh, but if I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will, baby. If I don't do it, you know somebody else will. Cause there's such a night.
7 o'clock at night. You walked out of my door. You told me, baby, you were going to the drugstore. But in my mind, I knew you were lying. Drugstores closed at a quarter to nine. I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You put me in a trick bag. When I come home, you start an argument just to keep me from asking where my food has went. Walking in the front door, I hear the back door slam. Peeping out my window, somebody's sticking it on the lamp. I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You put me in a trick bag. Had a fight, then you got mad. Got on the telephone now, called your mama and dad. They came a running down with a bat in their hand. Don't hit her anymore, you understand? I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You put me in a trick bag. Oh, now you put me in a trick bag. Come on. Hey, hey.
Welcome back to Reverberation here on HMSNet Radio and RippleRadio.org. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We started that set with Arthur Connolly and the track Sweet Soul Music, penned by Connolly and Otis Redding and released on Fame Records in 1967. After a successful career in the U.S., Connolly changed his name to Lee Roberts and relocated to the Netherlands in 1980 to escape the stigma of being black and gay in America. Connolly would die in the Dutch town of Ruurlo in 2003 of intestinal cancer. Dr. John, a.k.a. Malcolm Rabinack, followed Arthur Connolly with the track Such a Night, a composition penned by Rabinack that had a definitive New Orleans flavor to it. The track was produced by Alan Toussaint and was released in 1973. The Rolling Stones followed Dr. John with the track I've Got the Blues, written by Mick and Keefe, a.k.a. the Glimmer Twins, from their highly regarded album Sticky Fingers, produced by the late Jimmy Miller and released in 1971. Sonny and the Sunliners of San Antonio, Texas, followed Dr. John with a rare vintage recording of the track Trick Bag that was produced by Huey P. Moe, a.k.a. the Crazy Cajun, and released in 1966. And we closed with the late Etta James and her perennial recording of I'd Rather Go Blind, co-written by James and Ellington Jordan and released by Cadet Records in 1967. Tragically, Etta James epitomized the stereotype of an R&B singer who, during her lifetime, battled with an addiction to heroin, was incarcerated for passing hot checks and forging prescriptions, and developed dementia due to her excessive drug use. Etta James died in 2012 at age 73. You're listening to a Rhythm and Roots edition of Reverberation here on HMSNet Radio and RippleRadio.org. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. And it's great to have you on board.
Run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, run it, oh, no. baby, but baby, talking to me, baby, but baby, gotta suck it, na na na, to me, baby, suck it, to me, baby, suck it, to me, baby, suck it.
She told me you
Well, welcome back to Reverberation. I'm your host, Coop Cooper. We started that last set with Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels and the track Sock It To Me Baby, written and produced by Newark, New Jersey native Bob Crew and released in 1967. ZZ Top, that little old band from Texas, followed Mitch Ryder with the track Jesus Just Left Chicago from their breakthrough third album, Tres Hombres, the one that finally established them as mainstays on American terrestrial FM radio back in 1973. And we closed with Willie Mae Big Mama Thornton of Oakland, California, with her seminal recording of Hound Dog, released on Don Robey's Peacock Records of Houston, Texas in 1952. However, ladies and gentlemen, a young Elvis Presley would be the one to bring the Lieber and Stoller composition to the forefront of American culture with his version, released in 1956. You've been listening to a Rhythm and Roots edition of Reverberation here on HMSNet Radio, on RippleRadio.org, and streaming on the World Wide Web. My name is Coop Cooper, and I have been your host for the past hour, broadcasting from down along the Texas Gulf Coast. Join me again for another program where we examine the musical, cultural, and historical aspects of roots rock, rhythm and blues, Americana, singer-songwriters, psychedelia, and a whole lot more. Remember, you are always welcome to visit me online, on Twitter, on Instagram, to say hello at Coop Cooper, if you have the inclination. That's K-O-O-P-K-U-P-E-R. Ladies and gentlemen, until next time.